the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God.
Wow.
We've arrived at the leave-taking of the Dormition of the Theotokos, a bittersweet celebration of death, and yet translation into life. At the same time, we are also experiencing our own time of fear, sorrow, loss, and uncertainty, but also a time of constant prayer, hope, and love of neighbor. We'd like to think that we're in control of our lives. We live in a time and a place that is more or less safe. But have we forgotten what it is to bear a cross, to endure suffering with faith and love? It appears maybe not. Sudden and unexpected things do happen. And perhaps with increasing frequency, that throw us for a loop, often leaving us with a number of questions. Why, Lord? Why did this happen? How am I supposed to react? I want to have faith, but it's hard. Where is God in all of this? This past week, we've seen fires rip through our county, threatening homes and churches, destroying some, and sending many of us into exile. All reports say that this area has never seen a fire like this. How are we supposed to react when something so unexpected and devastating happens? The Psalms give us many great examples of prayer to God in distress when we don't know how to move forward, what that next step is. Last night, and at every Vespers, we prayed Psalm 141. And I'll read just a portion of it. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my supplication before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, they have secretly laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, and there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, and no one cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. It's easy to relate to this prayer at a time like this. But know that God answered this cry. He met us in our lowliness. He united himself to us in his birth of the Theotokos, this baby born in a cave called Emmanuel, God with us. He united himself to the whole of our humanity, including our pain, our troubles, our sorrows. He united himself to us so that he could be crucified for us, trampling down death through his own death, and to raise up in our brokenness, to raise us up in our brokenness with him. And though this happened some 2,000 years ago, he is not distant from us. In fact, far from it. He is in us, and we in him. We who call ourselves Christians, we are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, we make God more apparent to the world, especially in times of distress. We greet each other saying, Christ is in our midst. And he is. He's in those of us that are displaced. The ones in need of help. You know, we hear in the gospel that the hungry, the thirsty, needing clothing, shelter, sick, or imprisoned. Christ said, when you help these people, you helped me. You did it to me. Christ is in the one who offers refuge. In a few minutes, the clergy will say a prayer that comes from Psalm 17. We say three times, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my firm foundation, my refuge, and my deliverer. We also sing this in the Great Doxology. Something similar. Those who opened their homes and their churches. The firefighters pushing back the fire. These people are enacting the refuge and deliverance of Christ. Christ is in them. Brothers and sisters, Christ is in you. Christ is in me. We are created in the image of God, and we are called to be Christ to each other. I take great heart because this is what I've seen this week. You know, I arrived on Tuesday with my family, and we had just about 24 hours in the beautiful rectory there. And throughout all this thing, we had people volunteering to come help us move in. We had people come volunteering to help move the church out. We were immediately given a place to stay. And in talking with as many of you as I could, it sounds like most of you have found refuge either with one another or in another safe place. But this week, I have seen Christ in all of you. Brothers and sisters, we're called to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Let us continue to do so even after the fire subsides. Prophet Elias, he found God not in the strong wind or earthquake or fire, but in the quiet whisper. Let us find him in each other. Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, the foremost of the apostles, Peter and Paul, the prophet Elias, and of all thy saints, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.